Major funding for the connection is provided by Macromedia, the software company helping to redefine what the web can be. Available on the web at www.macromedia.com.
I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection. The tradition of the griot, or the jelly, goes back hundreds of years, back to the days when the land we now know as Mali was a center of power and wealth. The griot is a traveling poet, the storyteller, who entertained the caravans transporting salt and gold across the Sahara Desert or in the camps on the banks of the Niger. Batumambe is a sad love song about a Bozo fisherman who falls in love with a siren of the Niger River. They cannot marry, he laments, but they can still love each other. The singer we're listening to is Habib Kwati. For over 10 years now, for 15 years, he's been building a reputation as a guitar player, songwriter around the world, crossing the traditional Malian music with Western blues and rock. Habib Kwati is also a griot, an inheritor of that ancient West African tradition of the traveling poet. Connection listeners, do you hear the links between the sounds of Mali and the blues? The original music of Africans here in this country, are the traditions of storytelling in song a part of that inheritance? Our telephone number is 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. A little more of Batumambe. And with me in the studio now is Habib Kwati. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And also in the studio on percussion, Mamadou Kone.
Bonjour.
I'm interested. Batumambe, is this a real person, someone you know?
No, I don't know. This song is an old one. Maybe I wasn't born. I wasn't come out. But it's a story about, love story between a siren and a fisherman. No, I was very kids, maybe. Or I wasn't come out.
You are a griot.
Yeah.
A poet. But you were born a griot. Is this right?
Yes. Yes, because my name is Kwati. If your name is Kwati, you are griot, the first griot, the noble of the whole griot in the Mandinka Empire.
So your father is a singer or a musician?
My father is a musician, but he don't make the music to get money. He have another job. He go to the school, but he play all time a guitar and call a friend to play together. The same way our brother, I have a lot of big brother, they play all guitar, and when I come, I touch too.
And your mother?
My mother is a singer. She get money with sing.
When she at sing, a wedding, at a celebration, or does she go to a stage, like to a club?
No. She only the celebration. The some family call her when they have a celebration like baptisms or marriage or death. Yes.
Does she sing her songs, or does she sing the Malian songs, the old songs?
They sing the old song, like the song of griot. There are all we have a lot of like standard song for each kind of ceremony. We have some song since many centuries.
Can you sing me one of your mother's songs? What would it sound like? Is it with an instrument, with a guitar, or just she sings with no instrument?
No, she sings only with voice only. Huh? You want that?
Just a little bit. Impossible.
Sorio Yesu kilimasadi oleje alume kuma jamolu nyesira maganyarama mogomolu balu media eye yesira maganyarama.
This is a song that when you were we're getting good reviews in here. Maybe you should be singing at weddings too. It's a song you heard when you were very small.
Yes, until now, the same. We in Mali, the griot sing the same song, but now some young generation begin to sing in the same scale, use the same melody, but use new word inside. That is the new, like new wave.
Are there men's songs and women's songs?
Generally, the griot are women. Griot singer are women, and the griot teller are men. Generally, but you can find the same in the each side. Women can be teller too. Men can be singer too.
Now, we heard something very traditional from you just now. Maybe we should hear something of Habib Kwati from the new music you're playing. Will you play a song for us?
You want to play something?
I would love to hear you play something.
Yes, maybe Saramaya. Okay, Saramaya, Ali, go ahead.
What is the song about?
The song is name is Saramaya. The meaning is the charming, charm. I talk about a woman, the charming of Malian woman when they go to celebrate the marriage for the other women, because they give money together to give to the new marie.
To the new couple, yes.
Yes, and in the afternoon, they go together to bring all all material for the kitchen,
all the food, all the everything for the feast.
And the
yeah.
musician follow them, and in the street, every woman are very beautiful, pretty, put the beautiful clothes
on, yeah.
and go to the house of a new. Yeah.
Well, let's hear the song.
Thing. Ula sera din kunni kene lufurala la sara sera Kano sensena luyison Mali musulu bora mfa Benila doro ki babi yangala Ita machone yidi anye Ata maton kini mbolo bache Robone lubora atamadon numambolo be balance balance ila usula ngara sumadenta kama kumbe yungu yungu pamago diri anche lubora mufa duro kibado nbe fufu kayanga kayanga Kadroki bayanga, kayanga, kanga salamaya yanga. Bim 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 b
maguno ila droke magata nye sanama bem 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 ni masino kadima isa donto de masanama bem 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 bem
Habib Kwati, Mamadou Kone. I'm going to leave now, okay? You guys can just play for another 40 minutes. That was beautiful. It's a really pretty song. You've been singing a long time, Habib.
Yeah.
Since you were very small, you've been singing a long time.
Yes, yes. I began very, very, very young, but only for my pleasure, not for the people or no. Generally, I don't play for the people. I'm very, you know, I don't know, timid.
Shy.
Yeah, shy. Right now, if a friend tell me, play, take the guitar, play, I cannot right now.
Why?
I don't know.
You sit up on a stage with your group, Bamada. You play in front of thousands of people.
Yes, I have the light in my eyes. I see people, but I don't see very well. Yeah.
You play some songs that are about political things in Mali. I'm thinking about your cigarette song.
Yes. I'm not sure if cigarette is about politics.
But, you know, sort of social issues.
Social, yes,
yeah,
social.
Yeah, sorry. It's better, more social than politics. But this was an idea that you had, that maybe if you sang a song, wrote a song about cigarettes, the children would listen?
Yes, this is one of my first song who give me most of popularity. You know, this song come out in 93, and the very young who sing the song was one years old and 1 month. You know, understand me?
You walk on the street and they sing the song to you?
No, his father bring him, his daughter, the daughter is very quick, very small, 1 year old, and she said, Havana, Havana, Havana.
And which means forbidden, yeah? Cigarette is forbidden.
Yeah, forbidden, finish. And this song, I don't know how but she have a lot of success with children, small, very small children. Sometimes when they see the video clip on TV, the parents must go very fast to turn off
the volume.
No, turn off
the TV. Yeah,
the TV, because they want to put again, and the parent cannot because there is a TV show.
Habib Kwati is my guest. The song we're listening to is Cigarette Abana.
Yeah.
It's on his brand new disc, and we'll be back after the break to hear more of this music live in the studio and talk more with Habib Kwati. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection. And my guest this hour is the Malian musician Habib Kwati. The music of Mali is often pointed to as a source for American blues and roots music. So we want to hop back to North America for just a moment to hear a blend of Habib's Malian music with the blues of Bonnie Raitt.
Tell me how it feels to crawl. All right, happy going.
it is, a little bit of the guitar magic of Habib Kwati with Bonnie Raitt. The two have performed together and traveled Mali together, and on the line someone who was there with them, in fact. You may know Fanning Air for his frequent contributions to All Things Considered. He's also the author of In Griot Time, an American guitarist in Mali. He's joining us by phone, from New York. Hi, Banning.
Hi, Dick. Nice to be there. Hi, Habib.
Hello, Benny.
Hey.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien.
Très bien.
Your English is very good now.
Oh, okay. Because this guy speaks very well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he speaks easy.
Banning, tell me something. You've seen Habib Kwati on both sides of the ocean. Is he the same musician in Mali that you see on a stage in New York?
Yeah, he is. It's been an amazing evolution. When I first saw Habib, when I met him in about 1992, he had a small band that played, I mean, it was basically fundamentally the same band, but they played in small bars, sitting down. It was much more low-key. The music was fantastic. But after he began to have international success, when I saw him again in 95, he put on the kind of fantastic stage show that you see internationally now with synchronized movement among the musicians, and it was just quantum leaps beyond what I had seen a few years earlier, and that was really quite electrifying for the Malian public. And, you know, I sort of watched over the years as he went from being, you know, a popular club musician known to a few in Bamako to being something of a superstar around the country, which is very exciting.
And tell me, in your own study of the way that music crosses the Atlantic and then comes back again, the mix of blues that we hear in that, is that Malian music coming home again?
I'd say it is. I mean, Bonnie was very drawn to Mali because she heard in, you know, indigenous Malian music and modern Malian music all this just intuitive connection with the blues, which many people have commented on. This is a big subject in writings about world music. And you know, you could do a whole show on, you know, what does this really mean, the roots of the blues in Mali. But a lot of people have sensed it, and for Habib is one thing that hasn't necessarily come out in this discussion so far, is that Habib is actually pretty schooled in different kinds of music. He went to music school, and at one time, you know, when I first saw him, the band was playing Take Five and Stevie Wonder tune, and you know, he knew a lot of international music as well, and so for him, those kinds of connections, and for a lot of Malian musicians, those kind of connections come very easily. And to me, that's almost the biggest proof of the historical ties, just how easy it is for musicians from a blues background, for example, or even a jazz background, to enter into some of the Malian kind of genres, because there's this deep sort of DNA shared that they share between them.
I want to just listen to a little bit of that. This is from an earlier disc, the Maya disc. The name of the song is For Obana, but I think it speaks to exactly the kind of mix that Banning is talking to. Can we hear some of that now? Habib, let me ask you, the blues, is that Malian music? Is that American music?
You know, the name blues, the
the Malian people don't know what is blues. But I think people from U.S. who know blues don't know the name of some music, Malian music who look like blues. I'm sure they don't know the name because this song in traditional one in Mali, like in Bambara people use the same scale. Bambara people and Bobo people and Fulbe people use the same scale like blues, but they don't call blues. They don't know blues. If you talk with them about blues, they don't know what is this. Okay, only the name give another idea, but the music, if we listen only music, we can discover the common point between those Bambara music and Fulbe music and the old blues.
And when you go to traveling Mali with someone like Bonnie Raitt,
yeah,
what do the people think?
But she's white.
Yeah,
that is one thing. But when she play, you know, the slide guitar with the bottleneck,
yeah,
the sound is tone on in a pentatonic scale, and we understand the pentatonic scale. We have a lot of scale in Mali.
The pentatonic scale, that's the blues scale too, yeah?
Yes, sometimes. You know, they mix, the blues is a mix of pentatonic scale and some major scale. But the pentatonic is the most a big part of the blues. And Malian people understand the song of the blues because generally... This is our this Bambara scale. You have a pentatonic minor. You have a pentatonic major in Mali.
How far is what you just played from the type of tuning that you would use for the traditional stringed instrument, the ngoni, in Mali? Is it a completely different sound? I mean, do you retune a guitar to make it sound like an ngoni?
Yes, we have a lot of ngoni in Mali. We have Donson ngoni, Kamali ngoni, Jili ngoni. We have kora. For example, for the Donson ngoni, this is a hunter string instrument. Donso is hunter. Ngoni is a string instrument. And sometimes, if I want to play some song for the hunter, I must change to the E become F. Okay, only E become F. It's okay, but I play generally up here in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. You know the name of this place in English.
Up at the top frets on the guitar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mangala e femu solo da Femu so fana e bangida Konesira na muso kungoninye Thank you.
something like that.
From where in Mali is that?
This music is from the hunter, Bambara hunter. You know the Bambara.
This is in the south, down.
It's in the south, but near the center.
Right near the city, Bamako.
Yes, 200 kilometers from Bamako, and we have the music from the hunter, the Mandinka hunter. It's the same spirit, but the music is very different. You know, there is like a confrérie.
A gathering?
Yeah, confrérie de chasseurs. The confrérie of hunters.
A gathering of hunters, yeah?
Yes. All right. And they have another music, but for that I must change the first string E become F.
You do that tuning. I want to let you know someone's listening in on the phone. We'll go to Bala, who's on the line. Bala, are you there? Hello, Bala? No, I think we've lost that line. It was a friend of yours who's calling in from Boston. I don't know.
Ah, yes, Bala. Yeah.
Bala.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's...
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Bala. Hey, Habib.
Averi.
Hey, Averi.
Comment ça va?
Averi, oui, quoi t'as?
Ah, non, quoi t'es d'où? Il là.
Ah, elle est pour... Il quoi t'es?
Marhaba.
Coucou, Mani Pantama.
Eh, t'as une femme.
Nyan, ni kawasika.
Amen, assez, ma ou.
I'm not doing translation here. I got to tell you this. I'm hearing a little bit of Arabic, a little bit of French.
I'm going to say, hello.
Yes.
I want to say, Abibi is my brother. I just came back from Mali Saturday.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I'm cooking food after he sent Abibi to come eat Malian food at my house in Somerville.
Wow.
My phone number is 617.
Okay.
I'll get someone to write this down. You know what I'm going to do, Bala?
6287463.
Now you're going to have the whole United States coming over for Malian food. If you're not careful.
Oh, this is his brother.
Yes, hi. How are you? Chai Bedi, how are
you? I'm good,
Ça va, très bien.
Écoutez.
If we go out here, we go directly. Where is it? I have a gig today. We must go. We have 3 hours on road.
You're in New Hampshire tonight, in Somerville on Sunday, but you know, we'll talk more about that later, and you guys have to do your catching up at another time. Okay. Bala, thanks a lot for your call.
Well, I'm busy.
You were going to play us something.
Yes, I want to talk the different about scale between it. You know, the hunter, Bambara hunter.
Yeah.
I play like. And the Mandinka hunter. They play another music, another scale. I might change the E, become F, the first string, and the second one, B, become C. See?
Yeah. Banning, you're taking notes on this as it's
yes,
happening, aren't you?
Yes, I am indeed.
You're a guitar teacher.
Well, this is the amazing thing. I mean, listening to Habib talk about this, you know, you really get a sense. This is really what draws me to Africa, and specifically to Mali, is the way the guitar is so versatile in its ability to evoke all these other instruments, because it's probably the most versatile string instrument in the world, if you think of all the varieties. Just within what Habib plays, just within Mali, it's vast.
Yeah, it's fascinating just to watch the retuning. Go ahead, Habib. This is Mandinka?
This is Mandinka hunter's music. Thank you.
mangana ni ngana degini ah namudinya oh 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 oh
ah this is the way you understand.
It's fascinating just to listen to all the different styles that you're bringing out of that same guitar. Now I'm going to get you to retune for maybe one more later in the program, and I'll take a chance now to say thanks to Banning Air for being with us. Banning, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Banning.
We'll see you later, Habib.
Yes, sure.
Bon route.
Okay, merci.
Okay, come back.
Amen.
Thanks, Dick.
All right, Banning Air, world music journalist and guitarist, joining us on the line from New York. Connection listeners, our telephone number is 1-800-423-8255. We're interested in hearing from you about that connection between the sounds of Mali and the blues, the original music of Africans here in this country. And just to wind up this little bit of the program, a little bit, again, from the Maya disc, Habib Kwati, live in the studio. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection from NPR. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection. This is the music of Habib Kwati.
Johnny Ma Sanacono, the Kanye Woloba Berema, the Musobaniba, Woloba Berekaya Fanima, Nabunya Boye, Femusokaya Fanima, Kodore Bangaba, Kabanye Sekauye,
Positiri Mafeye.
Kaloworo fukono dondoni,
mozetere mafeyi.
Onana bange de musola,
mozetere mafeyi.
The name of that song is Tere. It's from Habib Kwati's new disc. It's called Baro. Habib Kwati, and Bamada is the name of your group.
Yes, Bamada, the mouth of crocodile.
What is that? From the mouth of a crocodile.
Yeah, our big city capital name is Bamako. That means the river of crocodile.
The Niger River.
Yeah. Yes, the river of crocodile, and that is Bamako. And we are the mouth of those crocodile. Because we are all from
Bamako.
Yes.
13 years now you have played together.
Yes, together. And one is with me since 1975. We are together.
Wow.
This is the second guitar player. Another one, 84. Another one, yes.
A little more of Tere from Baro.
Kamalendo bora deniko, alana nujani onye, asera bange bama, akombaro walide jaraneye, iko nyineye, kakene furunwaye.
+1 800 423 8255 is the number of The Connection. Habib Kwati is my guest, and we'll go to Providence, Rhode Island. Emmanuel's on the phone. Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. This music's incredible.
I agree.
I just wanted to comment on how... Hello?
Yeah, you're... Go.
I just wanted to comment on how incredible it is that this music could come from Africa, survive the slave trade, and resurface as blues and jazz.
You see a direct connection.
I see a direct connection, as like people bring music that was inside of them over and you know, sing that music and playing it together. And then having it, like, you know, evolve into blues and jazz, and then looking back and seeing the transition and how similar the two musics are is incredible.
Let me turn to Habib, because Emmanuel talks about jazz also as an important part of of the connection here. Do you see that too?
Oh, I don't see really. I don't think about jazz. But now, yes, because some years ago, some festival, jazz festival, invite the band in Europe. I say we don't play jazz, but some person tell me now. And now I think about, you know, I make some workshop with great jazz musician from Michigan, Detroit, in Senegal, 1991. And we make workshop for 3 weeks, and they explain me how is the structure of jazz and the roots of jazz. The I don't know. But we play sometimes some, like, let me tell you, let me, you know this? This kind of maybe is like jazz sometimes. We play some song, and sometimes, you know, I don't know in English, dissonance.
That's right, it's the same word.
Dissonance.
Oui.
Yeah, I use a lot of dissonance between the two guitar, and sometimes it's something go on there.
Okay, Emmanuel, I hope you're enjoying that little connection. 1-800-423-8255 to Dorchester, Massachusetts. Mizrak is on the phone. Hi, Mizrak.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to thank the Connection producers to bringing such a beautiful program, especially about Africa. Second, I think when you do introduction, you always say anytime you talk about Africa, the poorest country on earth, and Africa is not really poor. It's full of wealth, gold and other things, but it's the inefficiency of the governments that's...
I think what I mean is only that the people live in such poverty.
Okay. And the question I have is for Habib. In some part of Africa, to be a musician is not appreciated or seen as art or a profession. How is it in Mali? How do people see musician?
In Mali, have a long story back about the Mandinka Empire. And this Mandinka Empire gave to some people the job.
Huh? That's right, yeah.
The job to make music, to tell the story, to talk between people. And make music.
These were the griots, the jellies?
There are griot. There are griot. And we have a lot of griot. We have the griot is a name of some family name are griot. Kwate is the first. Sumano, Sisoko, Chabate are all griot. They can make music. Anybody cannot say no, don't make music. But, you know, the time change. We don't have any emperor now, any king now. We have a president. We have democracy now. And we have a lot of FM radio now. Life change. We have in a modern time. And now the children go to the school. The parents want for the young to study, to go in high school. And that's this way change something. But
so
now,
the musician has respect in Mali? Is an honorable job to be a musician in Mali?
Not a lot of respect, because people think music is something for the happiness thing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, one people tell me a musician don't have a problem, because if you have a problem, you cannot go to the TV to play music, happiness and laugh. And maybe musician never have a problem.
I think it's just like America, where the parents don't want their children to be a musician unless they become a rock star and bring in thousands and thousands
yes,
of dollars.
Now yeah? It's not very. Now many people make music now. Yeah. Only not only griot,
okay.
But many young the other ethnic make music now. Now everything is open, but the parents don't like
Because they think about musician is, you know.
Should be a lawyer, bad boy, be a doctor.
But yeah, bad boy, musician, you know, dreadlocks and...
Troublemaker.
Yes.
Let me go to another caller. Mizrak, thanks for that. To Providence, Rhode Island. And Bruce joins us. Bruce, hi.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. And hello to Habib.
Hello.
I just wanted to say something about your music, Habib, that I think a lot of people overlook here. I was in the Peace Corps in Mali, and I'm an anthropologist now. I do my research there. And, you know, if you listen to most Malian popular music, you would think that all there is to Mali is Bamako and people who speak Bambara. But in your music, I can hear languages and styles from all over the country. You sing in Sonra, you sing in Fufulde.
Yeah.
You even sing a song, or at least a verse in Seninke. Those are the people I do my research with. And so I just wanted to thank you for reflecting the cultural diversity of Mali in your music. Your music isn't just, you know, Maninka, it's not just Bambara. Your music is Malian music, and I just want to
thank you very much.
Inubara.
Amba. Thank you very much.
Can you play for us?
Yeah,
can you play another song?
Yes, another song.
What do you want to, what do you guys feel like playing?
Let me read my another song.
Tell me what you're playing this one.
What I play. For example, I play Kanawa. Kanawa is one song like Mandinka song in Baro.
This is on the new disc, Baro.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Nekani mai kanawa, nekani mai kanawa, kani na koro leuko, ni na isekela, ikanawa kanetu. Komuna muna bila koduma rosa ama konongi bulumina kakana sanundi ma minyo maefono ikana wakanetu. Jarabi kana wane ife, kana wakane to ne ife, emo fe mi ife. Kamara musu hante bunya Sagame pahatanye Niso meni tandema Kamare lenumni Bame pahatanye Karafame alamani tandema Kamare lenumni Sanumure godomure
bunyame munitifa kamarele ndoni
aluseho aluseho
Yeah, it's a short one.
That has to be a love song. It's so pretty to listen to.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, love song.
In Bambara, it's the
Kanawa. Kanawa, no, it's in Mandinka.
Mandinka language. Mm-hmm. How many languages do you speak?
Yeah, not a lot. You know, in Mali, where Kasonke, Malenke, Kasonke and Malenke is similar. Bambara, Fulbe and Bobo and Sonrai. Yeah, six.
That's just about five more than most of us. I want to thank you so much for coming into the studio.
You. Thank you.
Habib Kwati, it's been great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Mamadou Kone, merci mille fois.
Oui.
Connection listeners, in the Boston area, Habib will be performing at the Somerville Theater this coming Sunday. That's the 9th of this month, 6 o'clock. For more information, you can go to our website at theconnection.org. In fact, our producer, Sean Carberry, spent some time in Mali, and there's more information about the music and the people and the place if you want to find it there at theconnection.org. Thanks to Glenn Alexander and John Hoder for helping us out with our program today. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection.
Funding for The Connection is made possible by Macromedia, the software company helping to redefine what the web can be. To purchase cassettes and CDs of The Connection, please visit www.theconnection.org or phone 1-800-909-9287.